Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I pulled up a recurring calendar invite last month. One of my SE managers, her team has a Thursday learning slot, 30 minutes on the calendar since January. I counted. Canceled 9 of the last 11 weeks.
9 out of 11. Ouch. And I'd bet every single cancellation had a perfectly good reason behind it.
Every one. RFP deadline, a customer escalation, a QBR that overran, a sick kid. Nothing on that list was wrong. But when I asked her about it, she said, "Our day-to-day is just too hectic right now."
I have said that exact sentence out loud. About my own team. Probably this month. Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. One idea, 5 minutes. Part 2 of our Foundations Week. Today, the 30 minutes of team learning you have to defend, or it doesn't exist.
So, your claim is that it's not actually a time problem.
It's a priority problem wearing a time costume. Look, back when I ran a team directly, I had that excuse loaded and ready. Then I did the math. 30 minutes a week is about 1% of an SE's working time. No pipeline in history has collapsed over 1%.
Fair, although at quarter end, 1% feels like the entire day.
It does. Start before the calendar, though. Step 1 is the diagnosis. Where do you think the team is weak, and where do they think they're weak? Not a survey. Ask 5 people. That manager came back with 2 things. Storytelling. And discovery that never gets past the second layer.
The second one is everywhere. My SEs ask the question, get the answer, write it down, move on. Nobody asks why a second time. And I've listened back to the recording afterward and thought, there was the whole deal, right there, and we walked straight past it.
And that's a skill you can only build in a room with peers, not in a live deal. In a live deal, the deal is the priority, as it should be.
Okay. What actually happens in the 30 minutes?
Whatever fits the gap. Someone runs a 5-minute pitch and gets picked apart. Gently. A discovery role play where one person plays a hostile CFO. My managers run dozens of variations. And honestly, the format matters far less than the fact that it's Thursday and it's happening.
Here's my pushback. 12 SEs, no managers, and at quarter close, 3 of them are in customer sessions during whatever slot I pick. Do I run it with 9? Because that feels like something that dies slowly.
Run it with 9. The second you move it because 3 people can't make it, you've taught the whole room that it moves.
That's my failure mode. I reschedule to be nice and then it just evaporates. So where's the line? Sales pings me for a spontaneous prep session. I'm not saying no to that every single time.
Nor should you. But what the team hears when you move it isn't, "Ava is flexible." It's, "This is the thing that gets cut first." The occasional exception is normal. It breaks when the exception becomes the rule and you keep taking the path of least resistance. Which means this needs conflict capability. If you can't tell your sales counterpart, to his face, "Not this Thursday, we'll do 4 o'clock," then it was never a priority.
Which is why I'd sell it to him first. My AE lead and I share a channel. I'd say, "My people are getting better at storytelling. That lands in your deals." And then ask him to help me protect the slot. People defend things they had a hand in.
That's better than what I did. I declared it and absorbed the friction for 2 years. Asking sales to co-own the protection. Fair point. I'm giving that to my managers on Monday.
One thing I want to separate out. Is this the same pot as individual development time?
No, and don't merge them. A certification, a conference, the AI course someone's excited about. That's theirs, self-directed, untouched. Team learning is the leader's to schedule. They do feed each other, though. When people watch you protect 30 minutes every single week, they take their own development more seriously.
So, the move. Ask 5 people where they think they're weak, take the 2 answers that repeat, put 30 minutes on the calendar this week, and say the words, "This is not optional." Then defend it the first time sales pushes.
And set a bar for the session. People leave with one insight they didn't have, or at minimum, the experience of trying a role play badly in a room where that's safe. If a session misses that bar, change the format. Don't cancel the slot.
My addition, book it while the sales team has their own team meeting. Nobody can pull your people if they're all sitting in a room together.
Sneaky. I like it. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.